This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, a Joy 94.9 podcast. This podcast was made possible with support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. To support the production of content like this, donate at cbf.com.au.
And he also gave a remarkable speech on Tuesday that moved many in the gallery. Here it is in full.
Thank you, Acting President. I rise today to speak on a vitally important bill. And it's a bill that is very close to my own heart. A bill that does something fundamentally good and fundamentally right. We in both places here argue and amend or pass or halt laws and regulations that tell citizens how they will live their lives. We place power in the written word over their existence. This bill is one of those rare occasions when what we do here will place that power in the hands of the individual. It will give them determination over their own lives. Victoria is without doubt, at least in my mind, the most diverse, accepting and progressive society in Australia. Many Commonwealth laws that have changed the lives of marginalised people for the better, that have at their heart compassion and care for others, had their origins in this state. Victoria is the trailblazer by every definition. A prime example is the current treaty process with our First Nations people. All actions in all other states and federally are happening only because Victoria said, enough. We will lead the way and we will shame you into action if we have to. And so it is with the current bill we have before us. Some consider what is being proposed is outrageous, an affront to nature or to their chosen God or deity, or just an affront to what they see as common sense in the pubs. They base this in many cases on the fact that in their everyday lives, they believe they come into contact with people of two genders only, male and female. But as much as they might wish to believe that this is all there is, they are wrong. Throughout history, in many cultures, various genders have been recognised and simply been part of the fabric of society. Not pointed at, discriminated against, or marginalised in any way. Life, human life, was observed and accepted in all its wondrous diversity in these communities. But not all. The more common scenario, unfortunately, is one where those traits of humanity that are us at our worst are on vulgar display. Unfortunately, today has been no exception. Public hatred, acts of extreme violence and murder, state-sanctioned discrimination and laws that permitted public persecution and violence, and laws that banned the existence of people who were outside of what those societies decided was right, so that law enforcement were instructed and encouraged to arrest and beat people whose only crime was to be themselves. The arrests of some of the original Mardi Gras marchers in Sydney is a poignant reminder of our country's past attitudes, attitudes that sadly still exist in some today. Also, sadly, those who identify as a gender other than the binary edict suffer from discrimination and violence today. And it starts from childhood. I'd like you all to please indulge me just for a few minutes and close your eyes while I relate to you a true life experience. A young person is excited, but at the same time, a little anxious. The first day of big school is here. And the usual anxiety is heightened in the as yet undefined worry that comes with the early self-awareness that they are somehow, some way, not quite the same as other kids. School life then becomes a daily struggle right through primary and high school. as an education system that is slowly coming to grips with children with Asperger's and autism fails to recognise how to manage their needs, their feelings, and is unaware of the hurt that is beginning to be dealt out from other students, both physical and emotional. Ostracised, cast out. Imagine going through your teenage years like that, always pushed to the edges. Your only friends, the other misfits. They and home are your only solace. To compound matters, you become aware that your sexuality and gender is also different. Look into your hearts. Feel their pain. Hear them as their raw and ripped emotions are voiced in howls of the deepest pain and cry their tears. Feel what it is like to know a depth of despair that is as unique in its origins as each human being is. To feel so completely different, isolated and alone. Now feel the pain, the hurt and the helplessness of being the parent of that person. To feel so completely powerless when all you want to do is save them, to take their hurt into yourself and lift them up so that they can be who they are and be happy. You do all you possibly can as a parent and more. But doing all you can as a parent isn't anywhere near enough when the law isn't on your side, on their side. Imagine that when they see the symbol of who they are, a simple, multicoloured flag raised above the offices of the shire where they live, that they feel finally there is hope. There is a ray of sunshine, and that it is time to wet their feet in broader society, only to see and hear the hatred of people who are stuck in a way of looking at the world that has long been left behind, publicly laid out for all to see, fighting over them without even asking what they thought, how they felt, being looked at sideways in the supermarket and sneered at, justifying their belief it is better to hide in your room, to never expose yourself to that cruel and heartless world. Far better to just suffer your pain alone. I want you to imagine this is your child and this is you. Because this is my child. It's me and my wife. It's also your neighbour, your cousin, your friend's child. They are a part of your family and your community. And they deserve the right to stand proudly as who they are, like everyone else, with a legal document that allows them to get a driver's licence, open a bank account, or for them to obtain a passport and travel as who they are. But we can never move forward with acceptance for trans people until they can be legally recognised as their true selves. I want each and every child, each and every adult, each and every parent going through this to know you are not alone. We must lift up and support young transgender people because the rate of self-harm and suicide among them is the highest in our community. And this all because of the arguments of hate and hysteria, of closed-mindedness, of values that are no longer relevant to a modern world. In my recent travels throughout my electorate of Western Victoria, I met with many trans people too scared to be who they really are. They hide behind a facade because of the campaign of lies and hatred perpetrated by lobby groups taking advantage of people who can be swayed by misinformation. This legislation is also for them. It's for all of you. When all the hateful and vitriolic arguments are exhausted, Some people say, but it's just a piece of paper, that birth certificate. But it is so much more than that. It's safety at work and in our communities, not to be outed. It's acceptance and normalisation. It is the legal recognition of our society that we are more than who we appear when we are born. The legal right to determine who we are. I must also note that an important piece of this legislation is that it removes the requirement for trans and gender diverse people to undergo surgery to affirm their gender on their birth certificate. My son, Eden, has had some surgery, but doesn't want any more. And while this requirement might seem confusing to some, he so bravely and perfectly explained it in an ABC News interview in the lead up to this debate. Not all of us want our bodies sculpted to be the binary idea of what a man and a woman is. I wholeheartedly endorse this legislation with every fibre of my being, and I hope that those others, those who I have met and know, and all who I never will be heartened to know that we love you and we stand with you. I stand with and I acknowledge the enormous volume of work that Transgender Victoria have done in this space, in particular Brenda Appleton and Sally Goldner, and also Sally Conning, who has been on the journey of a lifetime to arrive with us at this point, and the amazing Ro Allen. I take my hat off to you. And when the moment comes, I'll proudly stand with my beautiful Eden as he changes his birth certificate, knowing I have done what every parent should, accept and celebrate their child. Many friends and visitors to our home have seen a small but powerful note on Eden's bedroom door that says, "Just a reminder, I'm not a girl." I look forward to the day that Eden can take that sign down, because people won't care what his gender is. They won't see him as different. They will just see him for who he is and accept him and love him just as April and I do, just as his brother does. In the words of Atticus Finch, the creation of Harper Lee in To Kill a Mockingbird, "If you can learn a simple trick, Scout, you'll get along a lot better with all kinds of folks. You never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view, until you climb inside of his skin and walk around in it." I encourage you all to remember that and to apply that thought in considering your vote here. Thank you.
Order.
There was such a moving and well thought out speech. Mm. It made me so emotional, and I could only imagine for a person who's trans to have someone so understanding to stand up for them. It's unimaginable.
Mm. It makes a huge difference, especially compared to when the opponents of these changes make what at times seem like pissant debating points, frankly.
Oh, that was just wonderful.
Mm, yeah.
That was Andy Medic, MP for the Western Victoria for the Animal Justice Party.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.